You are the best of creation of Allah. As-salam ya Rasulullah. You are the best of creation of Allah. As-salam ya Rasulullah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear friends and viewers of Madrin Channel, welcome back to another episode of our silsila, the jewel of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, throughout our silsila, we have been discussing and talking about different aspects from the life of Sayyiduna Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And today, insha'Allah, azza wa jal, we bring to you another part of the seerah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, none other than his husn, his beauty and his shama'il and his appearance as well, insha'Allah azza wa jal. So before we begin our silsila and we move on with our topic, let's make some good intentions first. As Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi, the intention of the believer, this is better than his action. Remember that the more righteous intentions we make behind a particular action, the more reward we will attain. And if we carry out any action without a good intention behind it, we will not gain any reward for that action as well. So let's make the intention that we will watch this episode from the beginning up until the end, insha'Allah azza wa jal, to gain the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal and to attain knowledge. Also, try and get the opportunity to write down this knowledge and capture it as well, insha'Allah azza wa jal. So afterwards, when you get the opportunity and you go over these notes, you can remind yourselves of the Madani pearls that are getting discussed here today as well, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Let's begin with a beautiful narration in relation to the excellence of sending salawat and salam upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It has been mentioned by Sayyiduna Abu al-Mawahib radiyallahu ta'ala an, that he has stated that once I saw Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in my dream, and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to me that you will intercede for 100,000 people on the Day of Judgment. Surprised, I asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how did I gain such a status? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, because you recite salat and you convey its reward to me. My dear Islam brothers, let's also make this intention to recite salat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam abundantly throughout our lifetime, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Beauty of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was such that when one person, he would gain a glimpse of that beauty, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give tawfiq to that individual to recognize and realize the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that individual would then become lost in the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then whatever would happen, they would constantly remind themselves of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And in relation to this, there's a very beautiful account and a very beautiful narration that is mentioned in the terms of the hijrah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the migration of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from Makkatul Mukarrama towards Madinatul Munawwara. During this journey, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stopped at many different places and many different events took place. But one of the events that took place that is mentioned in the books of Seerah is that Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he passed by the tent of Sayyiduna Umm Ma'bad radiyallahu ta'ala anha. At that time, she did not know Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But she was a very wise individual. She used to sit by her tent and she used to serve food to all of the travelers. So whoever would be traveling at that particular location, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha would serve them with food. This blessed caravan of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it asked about meat and dates. so that they could buy something from her. But incidentally, at that time, she had nothing. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he saw at a distance, there was a nanny goat in the corner of the tent. And Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he asked about that particular goat. She humbly said that it does not have milk in its udders and it has never given birth either. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he recited Bismillah and then placed his hand on the udders of that goat and then made dua. The goat immediately started to give milk. Everyone that was part of that qafila drank from the milk of that goat, and then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he left from that place. After some time, the husband of Sayyidina Umm Ma'bad, Abu Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala an, he came home. And having seen so much milk in the house, he asked surprisingly that, "Oh Umm Ma'bad, how have you managed to gain so much milk when there is no animal in the home?" She said that, "By Allah Azza wa Jal, just now a blessed person had passed by this place." Abu Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala an, he said, "Describe the appearance of that blessed person to me." Upon this, Umm Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala said that, "I saw such a person whose beauty was outstanding, whose face was beautiful, and creation was very, very nice. It was very attractive, and he had extremely beautiful. His eyes were dark and big, eyelashes were long, his voice was resonant, his neck was shining with a blessed thick and full beard. Both eyebrows were thin and touching each other. His blessed weight was also medium, neither was he very tall, which seems bad, nor was he so short that looks insignificant. If he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is seen from a distance, he looks very handsome and very beautiful. And when seen from near, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also looks far more attractive and far more beautiful." Having listened to that, the praise of this individual, Abu Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala, he said that, "By Allah Azza wa Jal, that is that blessed person whose news we have received from Makkatul Mukarramah. I wish to be in his company, and if it is in my power, I must fulfill my desire." And this is what happened by the blessed visit of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to his house. Not only the blessed husband of Umm Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala an with the wealth of Islam, but also Umm Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala anha blessed with the iman and the companionship of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madinah channel, the point to put across here is that Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he may have visited that place for a very short amount of time. It must not have been that long. But look at the way Umm Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala anha is describing the physical appearance of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in such a short amount of time. How very beautifully, a beautiful description of the appearance of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been mentioned by Sayyidatuna Umm Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala anha. So my dear Islam brothers, inshallah Azza wa Jal, now we will discuss the blessed attributes of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's blessed appearance, and try and understand and realize the beauty and the husn of our beloved messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ji Harun bhai, please shed some light on this topic as well, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, like you touched upon already, the appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was so beautiful that anyone that would go past, whether it was a companion, whether it was a follower, whether it was a kafir, he could not deny the beautiful appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautified the internal side of Rasulullah, the characteristics, the habits, in the same way, He Azza wa Jal beautified the external features of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this reminds me of that beautiful poem by none other than the companion Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit radiyallahu ta'ala, who was also the official poet of the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He says, وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَدْتُ عَيْنِي وأجمل منك لم تلد النساء. That, O Prophet of Allah, Azza wa Jal sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my eye has never seen anyone more excellent than you.
Allahu Akbar.
Nor has any woman given birth to anyone more beautiful than you. So now inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will try to go into the individual features of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about his body and how he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will try to capture the image of how he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked. So it is said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not very tall and he was not short either. Rather he was of moderate height. But it is said that he was more inclined towards being tall. And he said that his excellent nature is such that Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says that when he would stand with the Sahaba, it would seem as if he is the tallest. When in reality he was not the tallest, but it would seem as if he was the tallest. And he was the highlight of any gathering.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
When, even if there were thousands of people, the shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such that his blessed head would be the most high and the most visible out of these people. His hair was not extremely straight and it was not very curly either. Rather, it was straight with a little curl to it, with a little wave to it towards the end. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept his hair at some occasions just above the ears, sometimes to the ears, and sometimes he would keep his hair that the tips of the hair would be kissing his blessed shoulders.
Subhanallah.
And on the occasion of Hajjatul Wida, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cut his hair off, and then this cut hair was distributed amongst the Sahaba as tabarruk. And the Sahaba, they protected this hair more than their own lives. They kept it safe, and this is why even in today, alhamdulillah, we see people, blessed personalities, who have the possession of the Mu'am Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
This reminds me of the event of Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala.
Allah.
It is mentioned in relation to Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala, who is a great warrior of Islam. And he is known as Saifullah, the sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the title that is given to him. And it is mentioned that once in a battle, his cap fell onto the ground.
Allah.
And instead of continuing fighting and letting the cap be on the ground and worry about the enemies, he stopped worrying about what's happening in the battlefield and started locating where his cap was. And the companions, they asked him afterwards, what is the reason? Why do you do this? And he said, in actual fact, in the blessed cap, I have one of the blessed hairs of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. And it is for this reason that we have been gaining victory at every occasion. So Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala, and he would keep the blessed hair of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in his cup, even at the time of war as well. And this proves how the Sahaba and the companions of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they would show great respect and reverence to the relics of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
That reminds me of another account. It is stated in Sahih Bukhari that Sayyida Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, she also had a piece of hair, a strand of hair of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam saved, and she had it in a glass bottle. And when anyone would be sick, anyone would be unwell, what she would do was she would fill that bottle up with water and she would make the ill person drink from that bottle. And then that ill person, he would recover from the disease, from the illness, through the wasila of this blessed hair in that bottle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his hair, he would always oil and sometimes comb it too. And when he would comb it, he would comb it, making a middle path from between his blessed head. His face was not excessively round, and rather it was slightly rounded. So it was not fully rounded and it was not elongated excessively as well, but it was just in between the two. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he says, and the complexion, the skin color of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such that it was fair, it was white, and it was light in complexion. And this lightness, it had a slight bit of redness to it as well. That just a touch, just a hint of redness within it. And it was not a pale kind of white. It was a luminous white. It was a shining white, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam possessed. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he says, لَمْ أَرَى قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ, that I have not seen anyone like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before him, nor after him.
SubhanAllah.
And again, this is just, it just goes to show that even when the Sahaba, when they would speak upon the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would put it very beautifully, and there would be nothing left to say after that. That, you know, Hazrat Ali, he said that I've not seen anyone before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nor after him. And Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, and he again beautifully says, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّ الشَّمْسَ تَجْرِي فِي وَجْهِهِ, that I have not seen anyone more beautiful than the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It was as if the sun was moving, was shining on his blessed face sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and he beautifully puts it again, that كَانَ وَجْهُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam كَدَارَةِ الْقَمَرِ, that the face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was bright like the moon. It used to shine like the moon. Then when we talk about the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it is said that they were extremely black. The pupils of the eyes of Rasulullah were extremely black, and the sclera, which is the white part around the black part, was very white. It was the whitest of whites. So the pupil was the blackest of blacks, and the white part was the whitest of whites.
SubhanAllah.
And the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that it did not stop at physical objects. It went far beyond, and this vision could encompass not just objects, but also the emotions of people. And this is something that is unperceived by the human senses. This is only something unique to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His eyelashes, they were long. And when seen, his eyelashes were long, and his eyebrows, they were thin, and from a distance they were seen to be as if they were joint. Now this is a point which applies to each and every single one of us, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not fat. Both the stomach and the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were in line. The joints of the body, i.e. the elbows and the knees, etc., they were broad, and likewise the portion between the two shoulders was also broad. There was no excessive hair on the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had a thin line of hair running from the chest to the navel, and when we talk about the hands and feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were fully fleshed, and this was one indication towards the strength of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, he says that when the beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would speak, then nur, light, could be seen beaming from between his teeth.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah.
And his saliva was miraculous.
SubhanAllah.
It was such a substance that caused miracles upon miracles. And it is said, we discussed in one of the previous episodes about the event of when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu carried Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the cave of Thawr during the migration towards Medina to Munawwara. It is said that when the snake kissed the blessed feet of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala an, then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam applied his blessed saliva upon that part of that foot, upon the bite of the snake, and the discomfort which Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu was experiencing, it eased down. It decreased. And again, this shows just, you know, this something like this for me and you would be impossible.
Definitely.
But he was the master of the creation. He was Sayyid al-Mursaleen, Imam al-Anbiya. And even his saliva worked wonders. It created miracles.
Our spit and our saliva, never mind other people, we run away from it ourselves.
Allah.
When you're sitting at home, if we are going to drink from a particular glass, our own family members don't like to drink from that glass. But Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's blessed saliva is that saliva that when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would place his saliva into a well, that well will become sweet.
Allah.
The bitter water of that well will become sweet.
And I was just about to come towards that waqiyah. It is said that Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu states that he had a well by his house in which once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pressed his blessed saliva in, which caused that well to become the sweetest well in Madinatul Munawwara. And it is said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
would never yawn.
As yawning is from shaitan, and it is a quality of the anbiya that they would never yawn, because yawning is from shaitan, and the prophets alayhi wasalam are protected from his control, from anything attributed to him. The blessed perspiration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which we know as sweat, was indeed very unique, was very special as well. And it is stated that the muhaddithin have explained the account of Hazrat Umm Sulaym, who was the mother of Sahabi Rasul Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu. It is said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to go to the house of Hazrat Umm Sulaym to make qailula for the afternoon rest. And Hazrat Umm Sulaym, she used to lay a bedspread upon which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would rest. And when he would rest on this spread, this skin, he would perspire. It is said that she would collect the blessed perspiration, and she used to mix it as perfume. And on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked her that, "Oh, Umm Sulaym, what is this?" And she said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is your blessed perspiration. I mix it in my perfume because your perspiration is the best perfume amongst all perfumes."
Greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that the companions will say that if we want you to find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will go out in the streets of Medina and we will be able to find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the fragrance that you will leave in the streets of Medina.
Amen.
And this is the beautiful fragrance of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This reminds us of the Atid, a very beautiful couplet as well, inshallah, if you can share it with us, inshallah.
It is said that the seal of prophethood was situated between his shoulders, as he was the last of all prophets, alayhi wasalam. Any person who saw him would instantly become awe-inspired.
Subhanallah.
They would have this moment of, you know, like you just see something and you just stop for a second. You know, it's like a
overtaken and lost in its vision,
overwhelmed, and just, you know, he would not want to remove his eyes from the blessed vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he had such a great personality, such dignity, that the person who saw him for the first time, because of his awe-inspiring personality, he would be overcome with the feeling of a profound respect. And you know, you have the roar, but the awe of physical beauty. And when other kamalat, when other attributes, when other excellences are added to this, what more could be said about the robe, about the awe of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam?
Like you mentioned in relation to the qawl of Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala and that of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, that they say that no eye has ever seen anything like you before nor after Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is also attributed to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam as well, where Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam obviously is the angel that's always been there before Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam's physical arrival upon this world, since the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam up until the arrival of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and continue up until the day of judgment as well. And Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he has also mentioned the same thing, that he has never seen anyone like Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. and our Imam, the great Imam and the great Mujaddid of his time, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Khan radiallahu ta'ala, and he puts this in a very beautiful way. He says, Yehi bole sidra wale, chamane jahan ke thale, sabhi mene chhan dale, tere paaye ka na paaya, tujhe yak ne yak banaya.
Yehi bole sidra wale, chamane jahan ke thale, yehi bole sidra wale, chamane jahan ke thale.
Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, he goes on and he says that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala, you've been created without any defect, and it is as if Allah azza wa jalla has created you as you wish to be created.
Allah.
Subhanallah. This is the beauty and the husn of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, this is the episode of today talking about the beauty and the husn of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the physical appearance of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is that individual that came to change the face of this world. This is that individual that came as a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we change the way we live our life, so that we come out of that way of ignorance and come in accordance to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear Islam brothers, this is Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He is our master and he is the jewel of creation. And alhamdulillah, he azza wa jal, bless us with his intercession on the day of judgment. And we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah azza wa jal allows us to behold Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with his vision in this world, and allows us to behold and recognize Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in our graves and upon the day of judgment as well. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Jalameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamists, I request you to please continue to watch Madani channel and continue to benefit from this silsila of Madani channel, the jewel of creation sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam.
You are the best of creation of Allah. As-salam ya Rasulullah. You are the best of creation of Allah. As-salam ya Rasulullah.